Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, winter mushrooms, bracket, shelf, and interestingly enough, I was just reading about these because you don't think about fungi in the wintertime, but tell us about it.
Right. This is, you know, kind of maybe seems a little bit of an odd time to talk about them, but from my perspective, they actually kind of jump out more as you're in the woods this time of year than they do in the summer when all the leaves are on, for instance. And they are a very, very prevalent part of this recycling process that's always going on in our forests that we've talked about before. Before we had the snow, boy, you could see them, you know, on the downed trees and the dead branches of shrubs, and then of course on the living trees, because that's where most of them grow. There are a few that actually come up from the ground itself, but the vast majority are on some kind of woody material, either standing or down. As I was saying before, the snow, boy, against the dark background of many of the dead branches and so on the ground or logs on the ground, you'd see these shelf-shaped fungi, and they're, or bracket fungi is another term for them, and some are very light-colored, so they, and many little fans, little fan-shaped brackets or shelves, all kind of oriented horizontally or vertically. And they may be clustered together, so they kind of look like a white ruffle or a very colorful ruffle. Some have multicolored bands on these little fans that they of shelves that they create. And they are like our mushrooms in that we don't see the bulk of the fungi. The bulk of the fungi is the mycelium that are inside the woody material. And the bracket or shelf, or another term that's very common, is conch. And the word conch, C-O-N-K, appears in many of the common names for these. So the conchs, or the shelves, are the fruiting bodies of this fungi that's growing inside the wood. And these fungi are different from most of our mushrooms. There's one group of mushrooms, the boletes, that is similar, but the shelf fungi all have pores that the spores are created in. They don't have gills like many of our mushrooms. And so if you look at the underside of one of these brackets or conchs, what you can see, in some cases with the naked eye, but especially with a little hand lens or something, you'll be able to see all these tiny little openings, pores. And what they are elongated tubes, very fine, fine elongated tubes that come down from the leathery outer portion of the conch or the shelf fungi, which is very durable and is meant to protect all those spore-producing pores. So a very common conch in our area grows on aspen. It's called the false tinder conch. And it kind of looks like a horse's hoof. And so if you look close, it's easy to find one of these and look at them, especially now they're all wearing their little caps of snow and adding a nice touch to the textural features of the forest. So if you go out and look at one of these, you'll see the outside, the upper side is all very leathery and smooth, almost shiny. And but if you look on the underside, then you'll see it looks smooth, but it looks more velvety almost because there's all these tiny little pores. And inside those pores are the cells that produce the spores. And so the pores, in order for the spores to be successfully released, they have to be oriented vertically, because if the pores are off kilter, horizontal or upright, or the spores wouldn't go anywhere because they're relying on gravity. So the pores have to be very smooth and very nicely oriented vertically so that the spores can fall out. And so sometimes you'll see if a tree has broken off and tipped over, it's lying on the ground, or one end's up and the other end's on the ground, that over time, the conch will turn, and as it grows, it will turn and readjust its orientation to make sure that those pores are oriented vertically.
Well, now, these are fungi that grow on trees. Mm-hmm. The spores mm-hmm. are going to fall to the mm-hmm. ground. Mm-hmm. They don't grow on the ground.
No, but they fall into the air. That would be more what they do. They're very, very tiny and meant to be able to just waft around on the air. So some do hit the ground and, you know. Okay,
but most of them are going to.
But many of them are just going to be being whipped around and dispersed in the air and landing on the surfaces of bark and of all kinds of things. And, of course, many of the spores are going to land somewhere that isn't going to be suitable. But, mind you, one of the most common right here, but in terms of, you know, regionally, the most common conch is called the artist's conch, actually, because people actually do artwork with it, which you may have seen some of the local artists do. But that particular conch fungi produces over a billion spores an hour.
Oh, brother.
For 5 or 6 months, we're talking about a lot of spores out there that once they infect the tree, you can't get rid of them. They're there to stay, and some live only on dead things, some live only on live things, some will live on either. So different species have different programs, and as a group, they kind of fall into a couple of important categories with respect to their effects on the woody material that they inhabit. And that is, there are some that are called brown rot fungi. And so as they create decay in the wood of the tree or shrub or whatever, then what's left behind is dark, it's brown. And that's because these particular fungi cannot break down the lignin in the cells of the woody plants. And so they leave behind the lignin, which is a reddish brown. Those that fall into the other group are called white rot fungi. And they break down both the lignin and the cellulose. And what they leave behind is this kind of skeletonized cellulose. And that's why it shows white, because the lignin has been broken down completely. The cellulose is there left behind. And scientists are actually exploring using the white rot fungi group to make pulp for paper, because it can break down the lignin and the cellulose. They're trying to use this approach called biopulping.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings on in our woods and waters. And thanks for filling us in on winter fungi.
You're welcome.